弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
明天就是农历新年。
Tomorrow is Chinese New Year.
祝和弟兄姐妹能够在这特别是中国农历新年的一年当中，能够靠主恩典，能够更多的能够来主的喜悦。
May we please the Lord in this new year.
我们先来读主几处的经文。
Let's read scriptures.
请我们先翻到新约圣经第一卷书马太福音。
First of all, New Testament.
马太福音第四章。
Chapter 4.
马太福音第四章，我们读第七节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 7. 17.
17第十七节
verse
17，马太福音第四章第十七节，从那时候耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
请我们再翻到旧约的诗篇。
Then Old Testament book of Psalms,
诗篇第五篇。
Chapter 51.
诗篇第五十一篇是大卫所做的一首悔改的诗篇。
Psalm 51 is a repentance psalm that David wrote.
我们先读第四节。
Verse 4.
我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
Against you, you alone have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge.
我们还要再读第十六和十七两节。
Verse 16 and 17.
你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱我就献上，凡祭你也不喜悦。神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，把忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
You have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
我们最后一处要读约翰福音，新约圣经约翰福音第十六章。
Book of John, chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章，我们读第七、第八两节。
Verse 7 and 8.
约翰福音第十六章第七节，然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Nevertheless, I told you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. When he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
那我们再低头一起有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你早晨靠你恩典还能够来到你面前。
Praise Lord, this morning we can come before you by your grace.
主，我们还要仰望你的怜悯。
We look upon your mercy.
主，因为唯有你能够叫人生命得着改变。
And that you alone can change our life.
主，我们何等需要被你来改变。
And then how we need you to come to change.
被你改变成你自己的形象。
And then changes to the image of your own.
主，因此我们仰望。在接下来这段时间，你再用你自己的话主来改变我们。
And then changes through your words in the following time.
主，好叫你能够在我们身上得着你所当得着的荣耀。
So you will receive glory from us.
我们仰望你的恩典。
We look upon your grace.
祷告奉主基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道马太福音，我们刚刚读到第四章，乃是主耶稣公开服事所宣传的第一个信息。
The scripture we just read in Matthew chapter 4, it's the first message that the Lord for his public ministry.
他说到天国近了，你们应当悔改。
He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
很多时候我们听到这样的信息，我们心里面会产生一个比较消极负面的一个感觉。
And many times when we heard this message, we will feel very negative.
我们觉得悔改好像是一件比较消极的事情。
We think repentance is negative.
然后我们看见这个信息是何等的重要。
But we see how important this message.
因为它是乃是与天国有关。
Because it relates to the kingdom of heaven.
它乃是与天的福分有关。
And this is the blessing of from the kingdom of heaven.
所以在马太福音第五章，主接着在山上就对门徒们宣讲了天国的福分。
So in Matthew chapter 5, the Lord and told people the Beatitudes.
一般我们称为登山宝训。
And then we call the message at the
mountain. 也有人称为是天国八福。
And then we call Beatitudes.
所以我们看见我们要能够进入这天国的福分，我们首先必须要悔改。
And then we see if we want to receive this Beatitudes, we need first to repent.
所以早晨我们盼望借着这一段时间，让我们能够来对于悔改有更深或更准确的一个认识。
And then this morning, let us to have more an accurate understanding of repentance.
因为悔改是关乎到我们进天国的一个预备。
Because repentance is prepare us to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们看见在旧约众先知们向神百姓以色列在那里所传讲的信息，基本上也是围绕着这个悔改的信息作为中心。
In Old Testament, all the prophets and to send a message to God's people is about repentance.
从前神旧约的百姓需要悔改。
And then before in the Old Testament, God's people needs repent.
今天新约神的儿女们也需要悔改。
And then today, God's children, we all need to repent.
还没有信主的人需要悔改。
The unbelievers need to repent.
就是我们这些信主多年的神的儿女，我们也需要悔改。
And God's children, even we've been saved many years, we also need to repent.
我相信在主第一次降世之前，他所传的施洗约翰所传的乃是悔改的信息。
Before the Lord was born, before the Lord come to the earth, and John the Baptist.The message he sent is repentance.
我们知道施洗约翰乃是为主耶稣预备道路。
And we know John the Baptist, he put a way for the Lord.
他所传的信息，耶稣公开服事所传第一个信息，就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And then the message that John the Baptist preached is the same as the Lord preached, is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
今天当我们在等候主回来的日子，
While we're waiting for Lord's return,
我相信主所要对我们说的、传的也是同样的信息，要悔改。
I believe what the Lord wants to preach to us is the same message. We need to repent.
我们为什么需要悔改
？Why do we need repentance?
悔改是什么意思
？What does it mean to repent?
我们应当如何的悔改
？And then how do we repent?
才叫我们能够预备好来迎接主的面。
And so that we can prepare and then to receive the Lord's returning.
当主第一次降世的时候，我们来看一下神百姓的光景是如何。
And then let's see people's condition when the Lord came to the earth.
因为当时神百姓的光景播出了为什么主次来到世上之前，他要借着他的先知约翰来传讲这悔改的信息。
Because before the Lord come to the earth,And through John the Baptist, and then it exposed the condition of the of his people.
所以马太福音就告诉我们说，从那时候，主耶稣开始传讲这天国悔改的信息。
So that Matthew says from that time on, and he has the message to repent.
那是什么样的一个时候呢
？What does it mean at that time?
那是在神沉默了400年之后。
That's the time it's after God didn't speak for 400 years.
我们知道神是说话的神。
We know our God and he speaks.
神乐意将他自己启示给人。
He's willing to reveal himself to people.
所以神借着众先知在历史历代以来他就多次多方的说话。
And then God spoke to people through his prophets from generation to generation.
那为什么在主耶稣第一次降世之前神沉默了400年呢？
And then why God silent for 400 years before the Lord come to earth.
最主要的就是神的百姓，他不听从神借着众先知向他们所说的话。
And the main reason is God's people, they did not believe what God spoke to them through all the prophets.
神要他们悔改。
God want them to repent.
神要他们归回来归向神。
And God want them to return to God.
可是他们不但不听。
Not only they didn't listen,
他们反倒来逼迫来杀害神所差遣的众先知
but also they persecute and kill all the prophets that God sent to them.
就是这样子的一个情形到了一个地步神决定不再向他们说话
and then to such condition that God decided he doesn't want to speak to his people anymore.
就好像我们做父母亲的
It's like us as parents.
许多时候我们苦口婆心的来劝诫我们的孩子。
And then many times we try everything to try to warn our children.
可是有时候孩子们他们硬着颈项。
But we see sometimes our children are stiff-necked.
他们顽梗悖逆。
They are rebellious.
就是不听父母亲的劝告。
And they will not listen to their parents.
所以到了一个地步呢，父母亲怎么办呢？
To the point what the parents can do.
父母亲就不说话。
They don't speak anymore.
父母亲就任凭孩子。
And they just give them up.
我们看见这乃是父母亲最严厉的一个管教。
This is the most feared discipline from the parents.
父母亲的心意盼望借着不再向孩子说话，叫孩子能够软下来。
And the purpose that the parents do not speak to their children, they hope that their children can repent.
所以当神不再向他的百姓说话
When God didn't speak to his people
当神任凭他们四百年
When God gave them up for 400 years
借着神沉默了四百年的过程看见神百姓人们的心就渐渐的下来
And then through this 400 years of silence from God
有些神
God's people's heart start soften
神百姓们的心就预备好
And then the God's people's heart are prepared.
就在这样的一个时候，神借着主耶稣的先锋，在那里传讲，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And then from that time, through the pioneer of the Lord, John the Baptist, and as I repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们再来看看，在主回来之前。今天教会的光景是如何呢
And let us see the church condition before the Lord's returning.
在圣经当中最末了的一卷书是启示录。
And the last book of the Bible is Revelation.
在启示录第二、第三章里头，圣灵借着使徒约翰，就向教会写了七封书信。
And then through Apostle John, and the God wrote seven epistles to seven churches.
所以一般读圣经 的人都同意这七个写给七个教会的书信基本上就代表了教会的七个时期。
And then people agree this epistles to seven churches represents the seven conditions of churches.
In seven...他或许有些人认为说，这是在每一个时期教会时期当中，教会的七种不同的的光景。
Maybe it's at the same time one the seven conditions of one church.
但无论如何，与我们今天特别有关的，乃是讲到老底家教会的情形。
No matter what, and the one is related very closely related.To us is the condition at the church at Laodicea.
因为我们相信我们已经到了这世代的末期。
Because we believe are at the end of the time.
主回来的日子实在是非常的靠近。
It's really near for the Lord's return.
所以我们老底家教会的光景是怎么样的一个情形呢
And then let's see, what is the condition of the church at Laodicea?
老底家教会 的光景，第一个情形让我们看见乃是也不冷也不热。
The first condition is they are neither cold nor hot.
如果我们看看今天普遍神儿女们的光景。
Let's see the children of God.
你说他不爱主吗？他又有一点爱主。
If we say they don't love the Lord, but they love the Lord in somehow they love the Lord.
那你说普遍神儿女们的光景，他爱主吗？他又不是那么的火热。
If we say we all love the Lord, but we don't have such zealous.
好像今天教会也在这样一个不冷不热的光景的里头。
It's kind of our church today is in this lukewarm condition.
在老李老在启示录里第三章那边给我们看见老李家另外还有一种情形。
In chapter 3,Revelation, we see another condition from the Laodicea.
教会里的圣徒们自我感觉很好。
And then all the saints, they feel pretty good about themselves.
他们觉得自己的属灵情形还不错。
They think their spiritual condition are pretty good.
然而主却借着圣灵向教会说，你说我是富足的，已经发了财。
And then, but the Lord told them, you said, I'm rich, and I become wealthy.
好像一样样样都不缺。
It seems their lack of nothing.
然而在神的眼中，神却说，却不知道你是困苦，是可怜，贫穷，瞎眼，是赤身的。
But in God's eyes, God said, you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
这里我们看，给我们看见基督徒对于自己属灵的光景和神眼中所看的情形呢，是有一个极大的落差。
And here we see the difference that the spiritual condition that's in the eyes of the Christian themselves and in the eyes of God.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是也在我们当中的一个情形
？Is this the same to us?
这是不是在我们个人身上也有这样的一个情形
？And do we have such situation?
我们觉得我们属灵情形还不错。
We think we're pretty spiritual.
说读经，我们也读圣经。
We read Bible.
说祷告，我们碰到事情，我们也向神祷告。
We pray when we encounter hardship.
说聚会，我们该聚的会，我们也都参加。
For gathering, we come for the necessary gathering.
说服事，我们在教会里也有各样的服事。
We have all kinds of services.
我们觉得自己挺富足。
We think we're rich.
我们觉得我们好像样样都有。
We think we have everything.
然而我们需要来到神的面前。
But we need come before the Lord.
我们需要求主的面光来照我们。
We need Lord's enlighten to us.
叫我们也能够看见我们在他面前，在他眼中那属灵的情形是如何。
And let us to see our spiritual condition in the eyes of God.
好像我们能够听见主所对我们在这样一个时候对我们所说的话。
So that we can hear the voice that he speaks to us.
所以在这里主对老李家教会说，凡我所爱的我就管教。
Even though the Lord told the people in the Laodicea says, as many as I love, I rebuke and then chasten.
他说，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
So he says, therefore be zealous and repent.
我相信这正是主对这末世教会，也是今天对我们所发的一个警戒。
I think this is the alarm the Lord has to us the church today.
要发热心。
Be zealous.
也要悔改。
And repent.
那悔改是什么意思呢
？And what does it mean to repent?
悔改简单的说就是回转。
Simply is to turn around.
我不知道弟兄们有没有听过这样一个故事，有一次有许多的宣教士还有神学家，他们聚在一起，他们要讨论一些的神学的问题。
I don't know if you know this story. There's one time and many priests they get together to discuss about the theology.
在那里有神学家在那里从神学角度来发表他们对于悔改这个真理认识。
Many theologians are together. They discuss about their understanding of repentance.
当他们在那里有这样的说，有那样的说法，他们讨论了许久。
They have opinions of this way and the other way, and discuss for a long time.
后来在大会当中，坐在最紧末头，有一位穿着不怎么样的一位老传道人，他就举起手来说。跟问主席说可不可以让我说几句。
And at the end of the meeting, and then one elderly brother who doesn't have a nice dress, and he raised his hand and said, can I say something?
当许多那穿西装笔挺的神学家回头一看，看到这个其貌不扬的一个老传道人，他们觉得他能说出什么呢？
And those who well dressed and the preachers, when they turn around and then see this not well dressed senior, say what he can say.
他们顾念他年纪那么大了，就想说好吧，就让他说两句。
But Peter, he's a elderly, so they say, okay, speak.
当道人从他所坐的地方来，往讲台前面走了几步。
And then this elderly brother, and then he stood up and walked a couple of steps.
当与会的会众在那里期待着这位老传道人到底要说些什么。
And then when all the gathering is expecting what he's going to speak.
当这位老传道人走到台前的时候。
And then when this elderly brother went to the podium.
他突然间就转身。
And then he turned around.
他就走回去。
And then he walked back to his seat.
就走回到他自己的原来的座位上就坐下了。
And then he sat down.
这时候大家都一头雾水。
And then everybody was confused.
这传道人怎么说要说话，怎么又不说了
？He said he wants to say something, and then he didn't say anything.
这主席就问他说：“你怎么说？你刚刚说要说，怎么又突然间不说话了呢
？”And then the chair asked him, "You say you want to say something, why you didn't say?"
他说他已经说了。
He said, "I already spoke."
他说了什么
？What did he speak?
悔改就是回转。
And then to repent is turn around.
还往一个。你往一个错误的方向去。
And then you went to a wrong direction.
什么叫做悔改呢
？What is repentance?
你就是回转到一个对的方向。
And then you return to the right path.
几个礼拜前，我姐妹啊带我儿子去 Katy。
And then a couple of weeks ago, my wife took my son to.
去办一点事情。
And then to have some business.
后来呢，我想他们到了差不多时间，他们应该回来了。
And I thought it's time for them to come home.
结果呢，哎，怎么过了？好长时间还没有回来。
They were not at home after a while.
那后来我就问他了。
I asked her.
他就说他就开车就上高速了。
And then he went to highway.
他就上了99。
And he went to highway 99.
然后他就往北开。
And then drove to north.
开了以后呢，就有一个高架，他就上了高架。
And then he went to a bridge.
他想说他要往东边。
She wanted to go to east.
就他就想他在往东边开。
She thought she east.
就一直开一直开。
And so she continued driving.
结果我们开到 Sealy 去了还是。
You went to Sealy?
反正他开了很久，开了半个多小时，他突然间才发现说，哎，方向搞错了。
After a long time, she found out and then she went to the wrong direction.
弟兄姐妹，什么叫做悔改
？And brother and sister, what is called to
repent? 悔改不一定是一个。负面消极的事情。
It shouldn't be a negative.
就悔改乃是一个正面积极的事情。
It is positive.
乃是我们从一个错误的方向，我们转向一个对的方向。
We turn around from the wrong direction to the right direction.
我们知道在伊甸园里头起初发生了一件事情。
We know something happened at the Garden of Eden.
就是神所造的亚当和夏娃。
It's God, Adam and Eve that God created.
他们原本是活在神面前。
They live before God.
他们与神原本是有那亲密活泼的交通。
And they have the close, intimate, and living fellowship with God.
然而因着撒旦的引诱，他们违背了圣令，吃了那不该吃那分别善恶树上的果子。
Because of temptation from the and they ate the fruit that God forbidden them.
我们知道他们犯了罪。
So we know they sinned.
那犯罪之后发生什么事情呢
？What happened after they sinned？
我们看见他们就离开神的面。
They departed from the presence of the Lord。
他们就躲藏起来。
They hide。
躲避神的面。
And they hide the presence of God。
然后我们看见神来寻找他们。
And then God come to seek them。
神寻找他到他们以后，神就为他们用动物的皮做了衣服来遮盖他们的羞耻。
After God found them and God slaughtered an animal and then cover them with the skin of the animal.
那神做这件事情是什么意思呢
？What does it mean what God had just
就是把亚当夏娃再带回到神的面前。
And then he turned Adam and Eve back to God.
就叫他们能够从一个错误的一个光景，能够再回到神的面前来。
And then he let them come back to God from the wrong action.
弟兄姐妹，这就是。今天我们所需要听见的一个信息。
This is the message that we ought to
我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
我们需要回到神的面前。
We need return before the presence of God.
我们需要一直的活在神的面前。
We need to live before God.
所以我们看见这悔改不是一次性的。
We see repentance not only one time.
不是单单我们原本是罪人，然后呢，我们来回到神的面前。来蒙恩得救。
It is we were sinners, now we repent, and then we come before God, and we receive salvation.
我们看见，无论什么时候，我们离开了神的面。
Whenever we depart from the presence of God,
我们就需要悔改，
we need,
再回到神的面前。
We need return and come back before Lord.
那悔改的态度应该是如何呢？
What is the attitude of repentance?
乃是谦卑。
It is humbleness.
我们知道一个不肯悔改的人，他最大的问题就是不谦卑。
We know is a person who is not willing to repent is and he has a
humble.
He is not humble.
不就是骄傲。
Not humble is proud.
雅各书四章七节告诉我们，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
In book of James, God tells us God resists the pride, the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
罪人为什么他得不着那赦罪之恩呢？
And why sinners could not receive the forgiveness?
就是因为骄傲。
Because they're proud.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你们有没有向人传福音的经验。
I don't know if you have experience to share gospel to people.
哎呀，你的心是那样子的，满了主的爱。
You have full of love from the Lord.
你很盼望你身边的人啊，家人也好，朋友也好，同事也好，盼望他们能够得着这赦罪之恩。
And how you hope for your families, your friends, your colleagues to receive the grace of the forgiveness.
所以你就苦口婆心的把这个救恩啊，把这个福音传给他们。
So you try all the way to share gospel to them.
你想说你讲得这么清楚。
You think you I speak very clearly.
爱得这么的深切。
And then you love them so much.
就他还是不信主。
But they still don't believe the Lord.
他还是不肯悔改。
They do not want to repent.
如果你有这样的经验，我想你会有一个感觉，你心里面有一个感觉。
If you have such experience, you have a feeling.
你就发现在他里面啊，好像有一样东西。
You know there is something in his heart.
叫他里面啊，那个心啊是硬的。
And his heart is hardened.
是冰冷的。
It's cold.
他就不肯悔改。
He's not willing to repent.
弟兄姐妹，不是别的原因。
It is not for other reason.
就是因着骄傲在里头。
It is because he has pride in him.
一个骄傲的人，他是不能够悔改的。
A prideful person does not want to repent.
这件事情，我就原谅我用自己一点小例子跟大家分享。
And then excuse me, I will use my own example.
我有些时候啊，不小心呢。得罪妹。
And then sometimes I will offend my wife.
我想可能弟兄们多少都有这样的经验。
I think brothers, more or less you have such experience.
得罪姐妹，姐妹生气了怎么办呢？
And then after you offend your wife, and what are you going to do?
知道你事后你也知道自己错啦。
Afterwards, you know you were wrong.
那知错就得要怎么样？要认错。
If you know you are wrong, you need go to apologize.
这个认错啊，有时候不是那么容易的事情。
It is not easy to apologize to her.
但是呢，知道这个功课必须要学习。
But we know we have to learn the lesson.
知错就要认错。
If we know we are wrong, we need go to apologize.
这样我们才不会常常犯错。
Then we will no longer make same mistakes.
因为这个认错的过程啊，有时候是蛮痛苦的。
To apologize, it's suffering.
有时候好不容易啊，在神面前决定要学这个功课了，就决定说好，那去跟姐妹认错。
And then you make efforts, and then you decide, okay, I'll go to apologize.
就认完错呢，姐妹呢
？After you apologize, what your wife say to you?
这算什么认错
？What apologize is this?
问题出在哪里呢
？What is wrong with that?
就是不谦卑。
That is, you are not sincere.
你想想看，一个悔改的人，一个认错的人，如果他还趾高气扬的话，那算是认错吗
？If a person go to apologize but still feel something right, can he really apologize?
所以我们看见，我们认错必须要带着一个对的态度。
We see if we go to apologize, we need to have a right attitude.
悔改必须带着谦卑的心。
To repent, we need with humbleness.
如果我们不是带着谦卑的心来认错悔改的话
，Without humbleness, and then we repent.
这个悔改实在是不能算是真实的悔改。
That repentance is not sincere.
所以我觉得我就把这个悔改呢，我就把它简化，我觉得它像是一个三部曲。
I would simplify this repentance into three steps.
Three steps, yeah. 我觉得呢，里面必须到外面，三个步骤。
This three step is from inside out.
从我们心灵里面，我们必须先有真实的懊悔。
And then from inside, we first of all we have to regret.
所以你真的觉得自己是错了。
You truly think you were wrong.
如果你不真的，你不从心里面觉得自己错的话呢，你出来的态度呢就不会是谦卑的。
If you don't sincerely think you're wrong, and then what your attitude, even you apologize, it won't be right.
我相信在弟兄姐妹的夫妻关系上面，我想我们都应该多少有一些经验。
I think as couple, we more or less have such experience.
所以我们心里面有真实的懊悔之后呢，我们也要承认。
After we have this sincere, regret, and then we have to admit.
我们不仅要向神承认。
Not only we confess to the Lord.
我们很多时候也需要向人来承认。
Sometimes we have to confess to people.
好，那第三步骤呢，就是要改正。
And the step is to return, correct.
Correct.
对，
我姐妹常常也会提。
And my wife often reminds me.
如果这个错啊，你一犯再犯。
You make the same mistakes.
到后来一个感觉，你没有想要改正。
And to the point that you didn't want to correct.
这姐妹，这也不是真实的悔改。
That is not a true repentance.
所以真实的悔改，我想基本上应该包括这三个部分。
For a true repentance, and include these three steps.
从心里面懊悔开始。
It starts from the true regret.
然后呢，在神面前，有时候也需要在人面前来承认。
Then confess before God and people.
然后第三步骤，我们在实际的行动上面要有一个改正。
Then in reality, we need to correct our action.
在约珥书我们前这一阵子跟连长团契，我们在读约珥书。
And then recently we read a book of Joel.
Joel, 对，Joel, 对。那先知约珥书第二章那边呢，他讲到耶和华说：“虽然如此，你们应当时哭泣悲哀，一心归向我。”
In Joel chapter 2, it says, "Turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning."
所以这里我刚刚前面说到，神借着众先知们向百姓一而再、再而三的呼喊，盼望他们能够来转向神。
In the Old Testament.A Lord, and cry out for His people, return to Him through His prophets.
先知告诉百姓说：“你们要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服。”
And then, Joel told them, "You have to break your heart, not your dress."
那归向耶和华你们的神。
And then return to the Lord your God.
这里讲到撕裂心肠不撕裂衣服是什么意思呢
？And what does it mean is to do not tear your clothes, but your heart.
我们知道，在旧约，当人里头感到悲哀、感到懊悔的时候，他们许多时候呢，乃是借着撕裂衣服来表达心中的这个懊悔。
In Old Testament, when people truly regret something, they will rend their garment.
可是当时神的百姓到了一个地步，他们以这撕裂衣服作为一个外貌的一个表现。
And then to the point that God's people, they will show their sincerity just to rend their garments.
因为撕裂衣服代价总是比较小。
And then to rend the garments, they pay less price.
对，反正我们衣服多嘛，多撕裂几件。
Because we have a lot of clothes, so we can just tore.
那主借着先知告诉百姓，神所要得着的，乃是那真实的悔改。
And but through his prophets, what the Lord wants to receive is the true repentance.
乃是真心的懊悔。
It is the true regret.
乃从心里面的一个悔改。
It is the repentance from heart.
然后呢， 因着里面的这个悔改呢，外面有一个也有一个悔改的行动。
And then because of the inner repentance, then we will have a, we will have outwardly.
所以我们看见悔改不单是我们心灵的一个态度的一个转变。
And let's, we see a repentance. Not only we have a turnaround inwardly.
悔改也应该有那具体的行动。
And then we need to have an actual,
所以在以弗所书第四章给我们看见在基督里的新人他应当是有怎么样的一个生活。
In Ephesians chapter 4 and tells us what life we have if we, after we repent.
在那里主的话说从前偷窃的不要再偷。
Lord says, let those who stole steal no more.
从前说污秽言语的不要再说。
Let those who speak evil words and then cut out from your mouth.
一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、喧嚷、毁谤，一切的恶毒呢，都当从你们中间除掉。
Let all the bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
弟兄姐妹，无论我们今天生活当中还有什么不讨神喜悦的事情
，No matter what, we have to not please the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要回到神的面前。
We need come back before the Lord.
我们需要来到神的面光当中。
We need come in the presence of the Lord.
看见我们身上在神面前的亏欠。
And then see our guilt before the Lord.
从心里面产生一个真实的懊悔。
Then we have a true repentance.
我们在神面前也承认我们的过犯。
Then we confess our sins.
然后我们来靠着主的恩典来改正。
And then we correct by the grace of the Lord.
我们才能够活出一个新人的生活。
Then we can live life of the new life.
我们才可能活出一个讨主喜悦的一个见证。
And then we can have the testimony to please the Lord.
那我们如何能够在神的面前来这样子学习真实的悔改呢？
And then how we learn to have the true repentance.
我们首先需要知道我们要回到神的面前。
First of all, we need to know that we need return to the Lord.
这就是悔改。
That is the significance of repentance.
我们知道当大卫作诗篇51篇的背景。
We know the background when David wrote Psalm 51.
是因着大卫他在神面前做了一件非常邪恶的事情。
Because David did something evil before the Lord.
他因着眼目的情欲，他借着仇敌的手杀了拔示巴的丈夫就是乌利亚。
Because he committed adultery, so he murdered Bathsheba's husband Uriah.
对，所以这件事情呢，为什么大卫会起了这样一个恶念呢
？And then why David has such evil mind？
我们看见乃是他当时的光景，他已经离开了神的面。
Because at that time.He departed from the presence of God.
他已经不再是活在神的面光当中。
Because that he didn't live in the presence of God.
所以我们看见仇敌就趁着这个机会，就叫他因着眼目的情欲就犯了大罪。
So that the adversary, because this his weakness, it caused him sin.
对，所以我们看见因着他犯了这个罪之后，他就活在那罪恶的那个。黑暗和阴影之下。
Because he sinned, so he lived in the darkness of the sin.
当他还没有向神认罪悔改之前
，Before he confessed his sin before the Lord.
从诗篇第32篇，也是大卫所作的诗篇呢，就给我们看见那是一个何等可怜软弱的光景。
And then from Psalm chapter 13, we know and how pitiful.His condition is.
然而，实在是因着神极大的恩典和怜悯。
Because God's great mercy and grace.
神就差遣先知拿单来告诉大卫。
And then God sent Nathan and told David.
指出大卫的错来。
And then pointed out his evil deeds.
我们看见借着先知拿单，大卫就被带回到神的面前。
And then through Nathan, he was brought before God.
在神的面光中，他看见自己。所犯的罪。
Before the presence of God, and then he saw the sin that he committed.
他从心里面真实的懊悔。
So he has a true repentance.
他在神面前承认自己的 罪恶和过犯。
He confessed his sin and guilt.
所以他就做了诗篇第五十一篇。
So he wrote Psalm 51.
诗篇五十一篇的那个前头啊，有一个啊，有一句话。
In the beginning of Psalm chapter 51, there is some introduction.
他就讲到说，大卫和拔示巴同室以后，先知拿单来见他。他就做了这一首诗，交与灵长。
To the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba.
所以我们看见这是神，这是大卫在神面前的一个那真实的悔改。
We see this is a true repentance that David had before God.
他不仅心中懊悔
，only he regret.
他在神面前承认
，he confessed before the Lord.
我们看见当他在神面前的悔改，公诸于公开的啊显出来。
And then he openly show his repentance.
因为大卫知道他做了这件事情，他不仅得罪了神，他也绊倒了许多的人。
Because David know after he sinned.Not only he sinned against God, he also stumbled many others.
其实就是我们知道这首诗篇就留到现在，让我们看见到今天还是有一些基督徒啊，因着大卫所做的这个恶事呢，还被绊倒的。
Even today, when people read this chapter, and some people are stumbled because of what David did.
因为有些弟兄姐妹读了大卫的这个事，做了这个犯了这个罪之后，他们觉得说。大卫神圣经还说大卫是合神心意的人。
And then when people read this, and then they say, David is called that he is fall after the heart of the Lord.
就大卫做这样的事情，怎么圣经他是合神心意的人呢
？He did such thing. How the Bible says he is after the heart of the Lord.
有姐妹从诗篇第五十一篇大卫所做的这个悔改诗里面给我们看见。
And then from this repentance psalm, we see.
借着他的悔改
Through his repentance,
让我们看见神的救恩
and then we see the salvation of God,
让我们看见神那洗罪的源泉
and then we see the source that God can wash our sins away,
看见只有神能够为我们造一颗清洁的心
and then we see only God can create a clean heart,
只有神能够使我们里面重新有正直的灵
and then only God who can let us have the upright heart,
也只有神能够赐给我们乐意的灵来扶持我们
and only he can give us a willing heart, he has a willing heart to uphold us.
乐意的灵就是指着圣灵要来帮助我们
this spirit is Holy Spirit, our helper.
来帮助我们能够顺服
and then he will help us to humble.
借着大卫的这一首悔改的诗篇，他给我们看见是神所要的
and then through this repentance psalm from David, and then to see what is God really want.
神所要的是那忧伤的祭
and then what God want is those broken spirit.
大卫从借着大卫的悔改，让我们看见神所要的乃是那忧伤痛悔的心。
And then through David, and we know that what God wants is our broken and contrite heart.
弟兄姐妹，借着大卫这悔改的诗篇，给我们带来何等的盼望
！And then through this song of repentance, and brings us a hope.
今天无论我们的光景是如何
，No matter what condition we are,
神给我们开了一条路。
God make a way for us.
借着他儿子耶稣基督所成就的救恩
，through the salvation, That his beloved son accomplished.
叫我们能够回转来向神。
So we can turn around and to God.
借着耶稣基督所成就的救恩。
And through the salvation that Jesus Christ accomplished.
我们能够再回到神面前。
So we can come back to God.
能够在神的面前有那满足的喜乐。
And we can find joy before the present.
在他右手边有永远的福乐。
And there is joy in his right hand.
姐妹，我们看见悔改的信息对何等的重要。
We know how important the message of the repentance.
所以我们刚刚读到约翰福音十六章那边告诉我们，然而我将，这是主的话所说，我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。
So we just read in John, Chapter 16. I tell you the truth. If I go away, it is advantage for you that I go away.
主说，我若不去，保惠师不来，不到你们这里来。
The Lord said, if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you.
我若去，就差他来。
If I depart, I will send him to you.
他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
这里说的保惠师，就是指着圣灵所说的。
The helper is Holy Spirit.
所以我们看见今天一个人能够在神面前有真实的悔，这是圣灵的工作。
If we see a person has a true repentance, that's the work of the Spirit.
是圣灵要叫人为自己的罪在神面前来责备自己。
It is the Holy Spirit convict that us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.
严格说来，一个人能够有真实的悔改，这乃是圣灵的工作。
In fact, if a person have a true repentance, that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
然而，我们看见神的心意，却愿意我们这些蒙恩得救的人能够与圣灵同工。
And let we see the heart desire of the Lord is He wants us to work together with Holy Spirit.
因为主的话是说，圣灵是到你们这里来。
Because the Lord tells us the Holy Spirit come to you.
所以我们看见圣灵先进到我们里头。
So we know the Holy Spirit dwells in us first.
然后圣灵要借着我们这些蒙恩的人呢，来叫世上的人怎么样，为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
So through us, we will convict the world and of righteousness and of judgment.
在教会历史当中，有一位刁雷弟兄，他是在福音事工上被神重用的一个器皿。
In the history of church, there is a brother, Diao Lei. He was a
R.A. Tawtry.
Oh.
R.A. Tawtry.
Okay, R.A. Tawtry. And he was a valuable vessel of the Lord.
有一次，他有一位同工，是一位姐妹，他就向一个在铁路公司上班的工人呢，来跟他传讲这个福音。
One time, one of the sister who was his co-worker tried to share gospel to her co-worker who works in the railway station.
No, 这个 这个福音朋友呢是在铁路公司上班的工人。
Okay, this gospel friend is a worker who works in the railway company.
对，这位呢试着要跟他传福音。
This sister tried to share gospel with him.
这姐妹也是很有福音负担和恩赐的一个姐妹。
The sister has gift, is gifted, and has a burden to share gospel.
所以她就用了好多主的话语啊，盼望能够带领这个铁路工人呢能够悔改接受主。
So she told the gospel friends a lot of verses from Bible.
就讲了两个小时。
And she talked to the worker for 2 hours.
这个福音朋友还是不愿意，还是不肯悔改。
And this worker did not want to repent.
这个姐妹呢，她就只好把她带来见那个刁雷弟兄。
So the sister take the worker to come to meet brother Tom.
然后就希望这个刁雷弟兄呢，能够来带这个福音朋友悔改信主。
So she hoped that the brother will convince this gospel friend.
结果呢，他在旁边看啊，听这个钓鱼弟兄跟这个铁路工传福音十分钟。
So ten minutes after the brother talked to this gospel friend,
这个铁路工人就跪在地上流泪悔改祷告接受主。
This worker knelt down.And then prayed and accepted the Lord with tears.
之后，这个姐妹就问刁雷弟兄一个问题。
Then sister asked brother a question.
她说：“我在旁边刚刚听你对这个福音朋友讲的这个经文，跟我刚刚在之前两个小时时间跟他讲的是一样的。”
The Bible verses that you told this gospel friends is the same that I told him.
那时候为什么我讲了两个小时，他不肯悔改信主？为什么你花了不到十分钟？他就这样子在主面前真实的悔改接受主呢。
How come I talked to him 2 hours, he didn't repent, but for you just 10 minutes, and he just repent and accept the Lord?
刁雷弟兄后来在他书上告诉我们。
In his book, he told us.
他说这位姐妹所犯的一个错误，也是我们许多基督徒在传福音的时候所犯的一个共同的错误。
And then he said the mistake that this sister had is it's probably the same that we have when we share gospel.
就是他试着要做只有圣灵才能够做的工作。
She tried to do the work of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，许多时候我们也是出于好心。
Many times we have good intention.
我们盼望福音朋友们能够认罪悔改。
We hope the gospel friends will confess and then to repent.
这是有时候不管在我们个人布道，甚至在福音聚会当中。
And then this happens in when we share gospel individually or in gospel meeting.
我们非常努力的要试着用一些理性的推理。
We try so hard, try to convince them by logic.
来说服这福音朋友们来承认你们是有罪的。
To persuade them, to let them to confess their sinners.
那如果这个推理呢，还不能够说服他们来承认自己是有罪。
If our logic would not convince them.
那我们就动之以情。
Then we have to move.
就是用一些情感来激动来触动他们。
And we will make them emotional.
过去这几年有机会在福音聚会之后的陪谈当中，我就发现有这样的情形。
And then in the past couple of years, when I talk with people,
就问到说他们为什么要接受主耶稣呢？为什么要信主耶稣呢
？I asked them why do you want to receive the Lord？
有的人就说了，他刚刚讲那个有一个故事呢，哎呀，我好受感动。
And then some of the said the story they just taught, it just told us, I was very touched.
有的福音朋友们就说，哎呀，他刚刚那个传福音的人说了，真的说服我了，我就承认我，哎呀，是人都有罪的。
And then because the preacher, The sermon it just convinced me, and then the whole world sin. I'm a sinner.
当然，我们为着这些福音朋友们，他们能够在那样的情况，在福音聚会当中，他们能够愿意将来接受主呢？我们感谢主。
And then praise the Lord if they are the Lord.
但有一个情形啊，是叫我们觉得很困惑的。
But one thing that confuses.
就在他们接受主之后。
After they receive the Lord.
再也看不见他们。
And then we do not see them anymore.
弟兄姐妹，问题在哪里？
What's wrong with it?
有没有可能是他们当时只是在情感上被触动一下？
Is it because just at the moment they were touched?
有没有可能只是他们在头脑里头好像是被说服了一下？
And then isn't it because they were convinced by knowledge?
弟兄姐妹，今天如果一个罪人，他是因着圣灵在他里头，让他看见自己的罪。
Today, if a sinner to see that truly he's a sinner.
如果是圣灵在他里头来光照，让他看见他自己的在神面前的那样的各样污秽的罪恶，然后自己责备自己的话。
If he sees this person that defile himself through the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，你没有办法把他赶走。
Then you can't let them go away.
当他实在是看见圣灵叫他看见自己的罪，自己责备自己之后，他接受了主之后。
If the Holy Spirit let him see that he's a sinner, and then he's willing, and he is convict of his own sin and accept the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这样的人他真认识主的爱了。
And then such person will truly experience the love of the Lord.
你能够从他身上看见，他的确是蒙了一个大恩的人。
And then you.We can tell, and then he is received the great love of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要记得一件事情。
We have to remember one thing.
是圣灵来了，叫人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
It is the Holy Spirit come to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, of judgment.
一个罪人能够有真实的懊悔，乃是圣灵的工作。
A sinner have the true repentance. That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
不在乎我们福音。传得多好。
It's not matter how we can preach.
当然我们必须传纯正的福音。
Of course, we need share the sound gospel.
我们要把福音传得全备，传得清楚。
We need share the gospel, the perfect gospel, the full gospel.
然而不是靠我们所传的，我们所讲的，能够叫这个福音朋友，好像佩服了我们，或是呢被说服了，或是被感动了。
It is not what we shared with them, and they were convinced or they were touched.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要清楚地相信、认识到，乃是圣灵在人心里面的工作。
We have to clearly understand that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以调研弟兄就后来就告诉这位姐妹。
So our brother just tell this sister.
他说：“正因为我知道你已经讲了两个小时的福音，他仍然没有悔改信主。”
And it is. Just because I know you talked with him 2 hours and he still didn't repent.
我知道我不能再讲什么。
So that's how I know I don't need talk more.
高雷弟兄乃是当他跟这位福音朋友谈话了，他一直为他祷告。
So he talked with this gospel friends and then he was praying for him.
他一直仰望倚靠圣灵在他心中来叫他为自己的罪。责备自己。
So he looked upon the Lord, and then so that the Lord can cause him, may the Holy Spirit convince his own.
所以感谢主，这个铁路工人，他真实在神面前悔改，接受主耶稣。
And praise the Lord, this worker has the true repentance and accepted Lord.
所以我们看见在世人身上，他们能够悔改，相信主是圣灵的工作。
We see that the people.If they repent and accept the Lord, it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们在这点上面所需要配合的，乃是我们的祷告。
And then what we can do is we pray.
就因为如果你要向一个福音朋友们传福音
，If you want to share gospel to a gospel friend,
你必须要迫切的在主面前为他祷告。
You pray for him earnestly.
当我们有机会一同来。有一个福音的集
When we have a gospel meeting,
我们也要早早的就为了这个聚集为了福音朋友们来祷告
we have to pray for this gospel meeting,
就借着祷告圣灵能够在他们心中来做工
and through our prayers, may the Holy Spirit work in their hearts,
叫他们为罪为义为审判自己责备自己
so that they can convict of their sin righteousness and judgment,
叫他们能够在神的面前懊悔自己的罪
so they can repent before God.
他们才能够真实的接受耶稣基督宝贵的救恩
Then they can truly receive the precious salvation of the Lord.
那在我们身上，圣灵也要来预备我们
And then the Holy Spirit will prepare us.
圣灵必须要得着我们成为合用的器皿
And then the Holy Spirit will receive us to be an acceptable vessel to God.
所以刚刚主的话就告诉我们看见圣灵乃是到我们这里来
So the Bible tells us the Holy Spirit will come to us.
就圣灵就住在我们里面
The Holy Spirit will dwell in us.
一直的与我们同
And then he will dwell in us to the end.
圣灵在我们里面为我们代求
And then he intercede for us.
并身上来工作来制作我们
And then he molds us and works on us.
圣灵要借着我们来帮助周围的人也能够来到神的面前
And then the Holy Spirit will help the people who are around us but through us
真实的悔改在神的面前
And then let them to truly repent before God
为自己的罪在神的面前责备自己
And they convict themselves for their sins
弟兄姐妹这是圣灵在我们身上所要做的一个预备
And this is the preparation that the Holy Spirit will prepare for us
因此我们就要学习如何常常的活在神的面前
So that we have to learn and how do we live before God
什么时候我们离开了主的面我们必须要靠主的恩典再回来
Whenever we departed from the presence of God we need to come back by His grace
当我们与主有这样一个亲密的交通和关系
When we have this intimate relationshipFellowship with Lord.
就刚刚李良弟兄领带我们唱诗所分享的，当我们活在主的面前，与主有这样一个新鲜活泼的风。
Like our brother just had a fun. When we have such intimate and living fellowship with Lord,
我们就能够成为圣灵所要使用的器皿。
We will become the vessel that the Holy Spirit.
我们就不会成为我们周遭还不信主的人蒙恩信主的一个拦阻。
So we will not become the stumbling block for the people who are around us.
有一次穆迪弟兄他遇见一位姐妹来来请他为这个姐妹还没有信主的丈夫祷告
One time brother Moody
yeah.
And has a church sister
came to
him to ask him to pray for her unbeliever husband
那穆迪就回答他说不我不能为你的丈夫祷告。
Brother Moody answered her, "I can't pray for your husband."
我们都觉得很稀奇。
And then we will be amazed.
穆迪是传福音的，他是爱灵魂的，他怎么会不为这个还没有信主的丈夫祷告呢
？Brother Moody is an evangelist, and he loved the lost. And how come he didn't pray for her husband?
所以这个姐妹就很惊讶地问他说：“你岂不应该为还没有得救的人祷告吗
？”So this Sister was surprised and asked him, "Shouldn't you pray for the lost ones?"
穆迪就回答说：“是的，我是为还没有得救的人祷告，但 是我不能为你的丈夫祷告。
Brother Moody answered, I do pray for the lost souls, but I cannot pray for your husband.
这位姐妹就开始啊，这血气就上来，就问他为什么。
So this sister was mad and then asked him why.
穆尼弟兄就告诉他，我相信你就是你丈夫不能得救的这条路，不能得救的这个，你丈夫就是他得救这条路上最大的拦阻。
And I believe that you are the big stumbling block for your husband's salvation.
哇，那个穆迪这句话就叫这个姐妹气得不得了。
The sister was so mad.
她就气气呼呼的回到家里头。
So she went home with anger.
她就对她还不信主的丈夫说，这个穆迪今天羞辱了我。
She told her husband, Brother Moody insulted me.
那她丈夫就回答了。他说我以为穆迪是一个好人呢、啊，他怎么会羞辱你呢
？The husband told her, "I think Brother Moody is a nice person. How come he insult you?"
这个姐妹就说他是羞辱了我。
She told him, "Indeed, he insulted me."
这个不幸的丈夫呢就更好奇了，他说：“那你说说看，这穆迪是怎么羞辱你的呢
？”So by curiosity, her husband and say.Tell me, how did he insult you?
这位姐妹就告诉她先生说，穆迪说，我是你信主这条路上最大的障碍。
Brother Moody said, I am the big stumbling stone block for your mission.
这位还不信主的丈夫就回答他的妻子，这岂不是事实吗
？So the husband say, isn't that the truth?
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天神把我们的配偶还有孩子们摆在我们身边。
We see God put our spouse, our children around us.
如果他们还没有蒙恩信主
，If they haven't received the salvation，
弟兄姐妹，我们需要在主的面前好好的省察我们自己。
We need examine ourselves before the Lord.
看看我们是不是在他们得救的道路上成为他们的那个拦阻。
To see if we are the stumbling block for their salvation.
今天如果我们自己成天还活在罪恶的里头
，if we sin，
我们怎么能够期盼我们周围还没有信主的人，他们能够悔改来相信主呢
？How can we hope the people on this will repent and receive the Lord？
如果今天我们还深爱着世界。
If we love the world,
如果今天我们还注重世享乐
if we enjoy the world,
我们怎么能够期盼我们周围那些爱世界注重世界享受还不信主的人他们愿意来认识我们这位主
And then how can we hope those people who enjoy the world and in their sins and come here to know the Lord?
今天我们自己还沉迷于电视电脑还有手机
If we spend so much time on TV, computer, and our cell phone,
我们怎么能够期盼我们的孩子他们不沉迷于上网和游戏机呢
？How can we hope our children stop playing on computer and games?
弟兄姐妹，今天圣灵要使用我们来使我们周围还不信主的人能够悔改在神的面前，我们自己。必须是先悔改在神的面前。
If we hope that the Holy Spirit will use us to cause the people who are around us to repent and receive the Lord, and then we need repent first.
不错，圣灵已经来了。
Indeed, the Holy Spirit has come.
圣灵已经住在里面。
He dwells in us.
今天我们若没有在圣灵的光中
，If we do not live in the light of the Holy Spirit，
今天我们若没有回转到神的面前
，If we are not repent before the Lord，
圣灵怎么能够使用我们来使世人也回转来归向神
？And then how can the Holy Spirit will use us and then to make the worldly people to repent to accept the salvation？
姐妹，今天我们乃是圣灵在世人心中工作的那个媒介。
And we are the media。Between the work of the Holy Spirit and the worldly people.
所以我们需要时时的警醒。
We need be alert.
我们需要在神的光中，叫我们不要成为 拦阻人来归向神的那个绊脚石。
And by the light of the Holy Spirit, hope we are not the stumbling block for other people to come to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们需到神的面前。
We need come before the Lord.
我们需要在神的光中来省察。
We need exam by in the light of the Lord.
我们来仰望圣灵在我们里头来显明我们的情形。
And then we look upon the Holy Spirit to review to expose our condition, our heart.
我们向着主的心是不是不冷也不热
？Is ours a neither cold or hot?
我们是不是一方面爱主，我们仍然眷爱这个世界
？Are we love the Lord, but meanwhile we love the world?
我们是不是以为我们属灵光景已经很好了
？Do we think we are spiritual?
然而我们在神的面前却是那贫穷、瞎眼、可怜。
But in fact we are blind, we are poor, we are naked.
今天圣灵若光照我们。
If the Holy Spirit illuminate us,
让我们看见在神面前的亏欠。
Let us see our guilt before the Lord.
让我们看见在神面前的软弱。
Let us see our weakness before the Lord.
让我们看见我们已经离开的面。
Let us see we have departed the presence of the.
求主赐给我们有那真实悔改。
May the Lord give us the true repentance.
让我们在神的面前忧伤痛悔。
So that we so we can have a contrite and broken heart.
因为忧伤痛悔的心，神必不轻看。
Because the contract and broken contract heart God does not despise.
愿圣灵再来帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
叫我们真是能够听见他的声音。
So that we can hear his voice.
我们能够答应他的呼召。
And then we will answer his call.
让我们再回到神的面前。
And then we come back before God.
好叫神能够借着我们，也能够叫周围的世人也能够悔改。在神的面前
so that the people will repent and then return to God through us.
愿神得着一切的荣耀
and may all the glory to God.
那我们再一起低头有点祷告
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你向着我们实在是好的心意。
Now you have this will to us.
因为你说你爱我们，就爱我们到底。
Because you say you love us, you love us to the end.
我们心实在是感谢你。
Our heart adores you.
因为今天你没有任凭我们。
Because you didn't give us up.
主啊，你今天仍然向我们说话。
You still speak to us.
主啊，愿圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有的都应当听。
And then may all the people who have ears should listen.
主啊，愿我们在你面前都有那撕裂心肠的悔改。
And let us have the relent heart.
主啊，叫我们都能够回到你的面前。
So we can all come back before you.
能够一直活在你的面前。
We will live before you.
主啊，好叫你能够借着我们。
So that through us.
你能够使用我们。
You can use us.
主啊，叫我们周遭的世人也能够为自己的罪责备自己。
So that people around us will convict of their sin.
好叫你的救恩能够临到更多的人。
So your salvation will go upon all.
主叫颂赞荣耀都归给你。
Give you all glory and praise.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.